大家好，我是 Wesley。
And this is Jennifer.
我们来看第十四课。
Lesson 14, a self-service store.
无人自助商店。好，我们来搭配笔记，聆听短文。
Listen to the text with the help of the notes given. Check out.
结账。
Retailer.
零售商。
Repetitive.
重复的。
Downside.
缺点。
Entity.
实体。
Tech savvy.
精通科技的。好，了解笔记后，我们来听一下短文，相信会比较容易理解。
Text.
Would you like to shop in a self-service store where there are no sales assistants and you have to use your smartphone to check out? Increasing numbers of stores, from EasyGo in China to Amazon Go in the U.S., are introducing this technology. Retailers like it because they can redirect resources from the repetitive checkout process to actual customer service where they are most needed. What about the downsides? For the retailer, these include the risk of theft and fraud, as well as the perception that the retailers are faceless entities. For the customer, particularly those who are older or less tech-savvy, there is the risk of confusion and the possibility of making honest mistakes. Retailers need to strike the right balance between tech-driven efficiency and old-fashioned customer care.
再次聆听并回答问题。
Listen again and answer the questions below.
在听第二遍之前，请各位先看一下下列三个问题。现在开始听短文。
Text.
Would you like to shop in a self-service store where there are no sales assistants, and you have to use your smartphone to check out? Increasing numbers of stores, from EasyGo in China to Amazon Go in the U.S., are introducing this technology. Retailers like it because they can redirect resources from the repetitive checkout process to actual customer service where they are most needed. What about the downsides? For the retailer, these include the risk of theft and fraud, as well as the perception that the retailers are faceless entities. For the customer, particularly those who are older or less tech-savvy, there is the risk of confusion and the possibility of making honest mistakes. Retailers need to strike the right balance between tech-driven efficiency and old-fashioned customer care.